That was the opening to Lalo's Symphony Espanol, one of the most popular and best-known works in the violin repertoire. In a new recording featuring superstar violinist Tianhua Yang. I've heard her both in concert and recording, and she is the real deal. Over the next 20 minutes, we'll look at her new recording of the Lalo, plus a much less well-known concerto by Spanish composer Joan Menon. First, though, here's a bit more of that Lalo. Music from Symphonie Espagnole, composed in 1875 by French composer Édouard Lalo. Like most of the violin music Lalo composed, Symphonie Espagnole was dedicated to the great 19th century Spanish violinist Pablo de Sarasate. And the luxury of writing for a violinist of that caliber is that a composer can write just about whatever they want and rest assured the violinist can play it. Fortunately for all concerned, and for subsequent generations, Lalo composed a wonderful five-movement piece full of technical challenges for the violinist, to be sure, but also brimming with great melodies that have made this piece an audience favorite for more than a century. Here is violinist Tianhua Yang with the scherzando movement, drawing on her seemingly endless supply of musical panache. Édouard Lalo was born in 1823 in Lille, France, right at the north end of France near Belgium. He went to the local conservatory and then moved to Paris to study at the famous Paris Conservatoire. Although not the most famous of French composers, his name makes an appearance in contemporary culture, in Star Trek: The Next Generation, to be exact, where they talk about a Mediterranean-class starship, the USS Lalo. I don't actually know if the starship is named after the composer, but it's fun to imagine a 24th century starship racing around the Delta Quadrant, blasting Symphonie Espagnole from the console 8-track. Well, back to the music. Not all of Symphonie Espagnole is flashy. There's also a beautiful slow movement that begins darkly with the lower brass and moves on to the full orchestra. And then after about a minute, the violin comes in with the most tender, still sound imaginable. That was from the Andante, or slow movement, of Lalo's Symphony Espanol. One of the things that sometimes makes a piece memorable or not, and by that I mean music that sticks with you, is a certain catchiness of tune. Daniel Levitin, a neuroscientist and musician, among other things, has written about just this subject in his book, The World in Six Songs. He kind of dissects what makes a tune catchy or memorable. I don't know what he would make of the final movement of Symphony Espanol, but of all the violin pieces I know, this is one that certainly sticks in your ear. That was music from the final movement of Edouard Lalo's Symphony Espanol. And now from the very familiar to the almost unknown, but in the case of Juan Manin's Violin Concerto No. 1, music well worth discovering. This concerto was composed in 1898, and then it was revised by the composer in 1935. I'll have more about the composer in a minute, but first, here's how the concerto begins, and if you feel the overwhelming urge to dance, go ahead. I'm sure nobody is watching. Spanish composer Joan Manon was born in Barcelona in 1883, and in his day was almost as famous as his fellow musician, the great Catalan cellist Pablo Casals. Manon made the first recording of the Beethoven Violin Concerto, gave more than 4,000 concerts or recitals, and traveled around the world 5 times. He continued the tradition of the virtuoso violinist composer well into the 20th century, and in addition to being admired for his playing, he also won respect for his operas, ballets, and symphonies. For me, one of the highlights of his violin concerto is the beautiful slow movement with its lush harmonies, beautiful tunes, and a real sense of melancholy. You have been listening to violinist Tianhua Yang with the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra and the National Orchestra of Catalonia, all conducted by Daryl Ang, and performances of Lalo's Symphony Espanol and Joan Manon's Violin Concerto No. 1, which is subtitled Concierto Espanol. And what performances they are! The orchestra sound terrific, and Tianhua Yang makes everything she does sound both brilliant, musical, and wonderfully easy. If you've never heard Joan Manon's Violin Concerto, it's really well worth hearing, complete. This podcast can only give you a taste of what it's about. Both of these are on a new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.573067. Well, that's it for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. To go out, here's the very ending of that Manon Concerto. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.